God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is coming from our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 21. And in this gospel reading, we have a woman who is desiring healing from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In doing so, she is constantly crying out to him, even using the words of our own Kyrie, Lord, have mercy. It's interesting, however, our Lord sort of says no at first. And we may be a little distracted by this and thinking, why would our Lord say no? We'll talk a little bit more about this in our message, but let me first start with something that is just very obvious. If you are going to do any cleaning, you need to use warm or hot soapy water. Cleaning with cold water just doesn't cut it, plain and simple. So let me tell you a story about a man who wanted to go visit his older father, who was getting up there in age, and he was living alone, and so he was a little concerned about his father. Was he eating right? Was he taking care of himself? You know, fair enough. So he goes out, and Dad lived out in the rural parts. And so it was a little bit of a drive, but he made it out there, and he had time to greet his father, spend a little bit of time, and then lunch came. And he thought to himself, you know, this would be a good time to see how well Dad prepares lunch, how well Dad can feed himself. And so sure enough, Dad sets the table, his son helps out and prepares a meal, and the son looks at the plate with a little dismay. There was still leftover stuff on it from previous meals, and not just the last meal, but probably the meal before and the meal before. And so he asks his dad, he says, Dad, you know, these plates really are not very clean. And Dad didn't seem to think much of it. He'd been eating off these plates for a long time, and he said to his son, Son, you know, that's as clean as cold water can get them. And the son started, you know, appreciating all the wonderful benefits that he had at home, having hot and cold water, having running water. And so, you know, he just sort of chalked this up and said, okay. So he had his lunch. And he spent some more time later on that afternoon talking to his dad. And it came time for evening. And the evening meal was no different. He looked at the plates. There was still stuff on them. And he's thinking, oh, wow, everything else seems to be going okay with my dad, but these plates. But he decided, okay, well, he wasn't going to say anything anymore about it. So finally, when dinner was finished up, his father said to his son, Son, you done with your plate? Son, yep, I'm done with my plate. So he takes the son's plate, and he takes his plate, and he puts them on the floor, and he says, come on over here, cold water, clean up the plates. Cold water was the dog. Okay, I don't know about you, but if that grosses you out, you're in the same category that I'm in. I don't know how many of you share dishes with your dogs. I do know that there are some people who do. Yes, we have a dog at home. My dog eats out of the dog bowl, not off the same plate that I eat. Needless to say, I do not take my plates and put them down for my dog to sort of lick up the crumbs. Needless to say, you know, my wife doesn't sit there and pour my food into the dog dish either. You know, if I think of this story a little bit, I just get a little grossed out. Who wants to eat with the dogs? I've heard of, you know, for us husbands, when we get into trouble, being in the dog house, but eating with the dogs is just a little step too far. No one wants to go and eat with the dogs. The dog's food is not appealing. I've heard of some people eating or trying the dry food, but that's the soft stuff that comes in the can, no way. I would not come near it. We would rather run away than eat the dog's food. At least I would. However, in today's text, we have an interesting parallel here. Jesus says it's not right to take the children's food and give it to the dogs. And this woman picks up on that phrase and basically admits that she's one of the dogs. and says, yes, but even the dogs get the master's crumbs. What's going on here? You see, the woman knows that she wasn't part of the people of Israel. She was a Canaanite woman, and in the people of Israel's point of mind, that was a second class, especially in religious matters. Jesus being the Messiah is definitely in religious matters, and so Jesus here is saying what to this woman? Is he putting her down? And the answer is no. Don't get that idea. Get this idea. The idea that Jesus understands his purpose and his mission. His mission is to come and redeem the people of Israel and the whole world. But it first starts with Israel because of God's promise. God is not going to renege on his promise, and he's going to keep his promise to his people, number one. God is not going to get sidetracked with other things. When God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. And so he was going to be faithful to the people of Israel. Even though the people of Israel were constantly turning their back upon him, he was going to be faithful. Second thing you need to pick up from this text, about the crumbs. Even a little bit of crumb is wonderful, is it not? Yes, we have a little cartoon there in our little outline. Two people or two sheep are talking to each other, and one sheep says, do you think Jesus was teasing? The other one says, I can't decide. But she sure wasn't going to take no for an answer. And the first sheep says, and Jesus' miracles are never crummy. A little bit of a bad pun there. But let me pick up on that term of crummy and God's grace and his miracles. We definitely would agree with that phrase, God's miracles are never crummy, would we not? I mean, isn't it great when we read in the Gospels how God raises the dead, makes the blind able to see, make the deaf able to speak, or the mute able to speak, the deaf able to hear? Our Lord does wonderful miracles, feeds 5,000 here, 4,000 there, walks on water. What can't our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ do? Change water to wine? He did that also. But when we start talking about the miracle of faith and how God gives you that faith through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and through his Holy Spirit keeps you in this faith and that how God feeds us with his words and sacraments on a weekly, if not daily, basis and how Christ himself is with us always, true, wonderful miracles of God. What is our reaction? Is our reaction that this is just meager rations? Or do we realize this is a miraculous, significant feeding coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? So when we talk about getting into God's Word, reading his Word, when we talk about coming here on a regular basis and receiving the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, how do we picture that in our mind? As something insignificant, like crumbs? Are we eating with the dogs? Do we want more? Or do we understand that Christ feeds us with himself, his own body and blood and his Word? And do we dare call that a crumb? Isn't this also a miracle of God? Our faith and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ trusts in the promises of God. This Canaanite woman in our gospel reading wasn't going to take no for an answer. She trusted in her Savior, even when the first words out of his mouth were absent. And even when the next words out of his mouth weren't necessarily what we would have expected, we would have expected Jesus to say, sure, don't worry, woman, your daughter's already healed, go home. But no, to even associate her then with the dogs, some of us may be repulsed until we realize that we also are dogs. We are dogs coming to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ looking for those crumbs. And our Lord feeds us. But now as we are looking for those crumbs and our Lord feeds us, what is our reaction to that feeding? Is our reaction sitting there thinking, we're eating with the dogs, we're sort of eating in the dog bowl, we're sort of eating the dog food, and we have to ask ourselves, is this good? Are we satisfied? Or do we want more? Our human sinful nature sits there and says, I want more from God. I want more. Our human sinful nature would say, I'd rather run away from God instead of just having these meager crumbs. Our human sinful nature, picking up on the American appetite, wants it all. But God is handing out crumbs. A good example of this is what happens when things in our lives go wrong. What happens when it seems like we're in a very crisis point and we come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and we pray to Him in prayer and we're saying, okay, Lord, You know all things. You know what's going on in my life. You know my hardships. Can You take this burden away from me? And what happens when we also hear a similar message from our Lord, that of silence? What happens when we also hear a similar message of our Lord, that of, here's a crumb? Do we get angry? Do we throw our spiritual temper tantrum? Do we go and run away from our Master? If we do, then we are taking Jesus' miracles and we are associating them as quote-unquote crummy. We're taking God's word, we're taking His sacrament, and we're putting it much lower than our expectations. And it's strange, how does our expectations go? Our expectations are usually filled with things of this world and not the things of God. And that's why they're not answered. When we talk about the forgiveness of sins, it's there. Talk about strengthening of faith, it's there. Talk about assurance, go to God's word, it's there. Talk about God feeding of Himself with His own body and blood to give us that reassurance, it's there. Why now does God then give us the crumbs now? But then later on He says, I will give you the banquet. From Isaiah chapter 25, beginning with verse 6, talking about giving us a glimpse of what heaven may be like. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for a people of a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow and aged wine well refined. And He will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all the peoples and the veil that is spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of His people He will take away from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. Yes, when we are with our Lord and Savior in heaven above, when we will have a spiritual glorified body, then we will have the full banquet. But while we're still this side of heaven, however, still living with our sinful flesh in a world that is filled with sin, it seems in the back of our minds that we're just getting the crumbs of God. And are we content with that? Do we not realize that what our sinful human nature calls as crumbs, God says, this is sufficient for salvation? The heavenly banquet? Yes. As Christians, we look forward to that time. But we may ask the question, why can't we have that heavenly banquet here and now? Why do we have to eat with the dogs, so to speak, here and now? Well, what happens if you've ever gone to a very fantastic meal and your stomachs are full? You think you can run a mile in record time? No, I don't know about you, but when my stomach's full, the first thing I want to start thinking of is nap time. When can I go to bed? Full stomachs basically equal laziness. Not that God is trying to starve us. He knows what we need to live from day to day. But He doesn't want us to be so content with this world that we forget about Him. There's work to be done this side of heaven. Once we get done with this work, then the banquet. So in our outline here near the bottom, I included a special quote from Martin Luther. He says, we conclude, therefore, that a Christian lives not in himself, but in Christ and in his neighbor. Otherwise, he is not a Christian. He lives in Christ through faith, in his neighbor through love. By faith, he is caught up beyond himself into God. By love, he descends beneath himself into his neighbor. How does this apply to our text? God here is trying to remind us, or I should say Martin Luther is trying to remind us what God has in store for us. God wants us to believe his promises 100%. As our text says, God was faithful. He did not renege his promises. He was faithful to the people of Israel. But yet he even still tosses crumbs to this Canaanite woman. Likewise, he shows us a very important pattern for our lives. Our faith and trust in Jesus Christ is, number one, Christ himself feeds us with himself. And then he wants us to take that love, take that forgiveness, and do what? Share it with our neighbor. If we are not willing to go that extra mile, so to speak, for our neighbor, willing to even consider our neighbor, Martin Luther reminds us, wait a minute, are we really a Christian? Yes, we are in Christ, but we also love our neighbor. This text here from Matthew would have been shocking to the Pharisees. They would have been in awe sitting there thinking, what is going on here? How can he even toss a crumb to the dogs? But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ doesn't call any human being really a dog. This case was a test of faith. He loves and cherishes each one of us. So the challenge we have today as Christians is we have to work through those quote-unquote stomach and heart pains. In the stomach, we want to be well fed, but we also want to grow in the faith that our Lord and Savior gives to us. How do we do that? In one essence, by putting down the things of the flesh and by being reattached to Christ. In one essence, as the title of this message says, eating with the dogs. Realizing that when we come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and we receive his body and blood from this altar, it's not crumbs that we're receiving. It's Christ himself to strengthen us, to nourish us. Sure, our sinful flesh wants more. And that is where the struggle is. So Martin Luther needs to point us back to our neighbor so that this love of Christ continues to flow through us to those around us. So this day, I am not encouraging you, if you have a dog, to eat out of your dog's bowl. Please don't get this from the message today. I'm using this as an illustration, not literally. I myself will not be going home and eating out of the dog's dish. Nor do I expect my daughters to, nor my wife. The dog eats out of his dish. We eat off of our plates. We keep it separated. Needless to say, I'm also not going to be giving my food to the dogs either. The dog has special dog food. I have special people food. But one thing I do want you to consider. In our struggles in life, we return to our Lord who keeps his promises. We return to our Lord who feeds us. Daily he gives us what we need. So we say to the Lord, thank you. Even if our sinful nature says, I want a lot more, the Spirit within us says, we're still well fed. We're still content. We have the forgiveness of sins. If all else is taken away, let it be taken away, because then the banquet begins. So this day we thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this gift of faith, the greatest gift of all. And we ask our Lord to put down those stomach pains when we start yearning for the things of this world instead of the things of God. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.